What's up, y'all? Will here at Schedule Fly. Today I want to tell you a story. It's a story about back-to-back experiences with hospitality I had this week when I was out of town. And how one was an example of fragility and one was an example of anti-fragility. But in order to do that, I need to explain what anti-fragility is all about. 10 years ago, I read a book called Antifragile by Nassim Taleb. I've read that book many times. It's one of the most important and influential books in my life. And if you saw my copy, you would probably think I'm a little bit insane, which maybe I am, but almost every page is dog-eared. There's things that are underlined, asterisked, notes and comments to myself in the margins. But it clearly had a huge impact, and I view much of life through the prism or the lens of fragility and anti-fragility. So this book got me right away, immediately in the prologue, which is titled How to Love the Wind. And let me just read this to you. I just thought this was great, and it just teed up the book so well, and it just got me very engaged right away. Quote, "Wind extinguishes a candle and energizes fire. Likewise with randomness, uncertainty, chaos. You want to use them, not hide from them. You want to be the fire and wish for the wind." End quote. You know, I'd much rather be a fire wishing for wind than a candle terrified of it, right? Anybody would. Well, so this book lays out the concept of the anti-fragile, things that gain from disorder. And Taleb talks about sort of three states that we can be in. Meaning us, our businesses, or our anything in our life, any object. So, for example, he talks about fragile, robust, and anti-fragile. Fragile is a teacup. You're holding a teacup, you're standing on a tile floor or a hard floor, and you drop the teacup, it breaks. It's fragile. Right now, I'm sitting at a desk in my home office, and I have a wood desk. And if I bang on this wood desk with my hand, the desk is not going to break. Nothing's going to happen. It's just going to endure it and just stay in that exact same state. It's robust. It's not going to get better. It's not going to get worse. It's robust. Antifragile is something that experiences a short, acute stressor, the cup being dropped on the floor, the table being banged on, short, acute stressors. But the antifragile gets better from that stressor. Taleb uses the example, of the Hydra, which is a character in Greek mythology. It was a multi-headed snake, and each time you cut off one of the heads of the snake, two more grew back. Short, acute stressor made it stronger and better. When you go to the gym, you lift a heavy weight, it's a short, acute stressor. Your body responds by getting stronger. And all these things are obviously to a point. If you go in there and lift some amount of weight that is dangerous, then you could get harmed. But the point being, when you go to the gym, you go to become anti-fragile. You want to build your muscles and get stronger. The short acute stressor is information for your body. Your body responds not by breaking, not by just staying in the same state, but by getting better and stronger. So there's what anti-fragility is all about. And you know, then you start thinking about things in your life and relationships you have or how your business is set up. And you always, you know, you want to think about, you know, where are we fragile? Where am I fragile? What relationships do I have that are fragile, that, you know, are going to break under stress? What types of things could make our business fragile? Or, and of course you want to think about how do we get better from tough situations? I mean, our Schedule Fly alone went through two short acute stressors. One was a lot longer than the other, but you know, COVID was certainly a stressor for this business. And I'd argue we got better because of it. We had a ransomware attack earlier this year that was extremely short and acute, extremely acute. And I'd argue that we got better because of it. But that's what that concept is all about. So how does this tie into stories and hospitality? Well, I'm going to get to that. But first, a word from both of our sponsors, Schedulefly and Flip. Now, Schedulefly, that's our business. We have restaurant employee scheduling software, and we provide that to independent hospitality businesses or franchisees that make independent local decisions. But, you know, restaurants, bars, breweries, distilleries, coffee shops, ice cream shops, boutique hotels, golf courses. We don't serve chains, and we don't serve chains because we don't have all the bells and whistles and all kinds of stuff you need to complicate a software that chains are always inevitably going to need. We have a very simple, clean, point and click, plug and play software, and we back that up with legendary customer service. And there's our business model. Simple, reliable software, legendary customer service. And that's worked for 15 years now. We serve about 6,000 customers. We have a monthly subscription business, no setup fee, no cancellation fee, no contracts, no other hidden fees, nothing. Plain and simple. Same pricing we've had since 2007. You can do a 30-day free trial anytime you want. And if you love it and you want to use it, then you can start paying. We don't even get the billing at the on the front end of the trial. We wait till you're happy and want to move forward. If you have questions, want to learn more, my personal cell phone number is right there on the trial sign-up page. So go to schedulefly.com. If you click free trial, there's my number. If you click learn more, there's a demo on that page of Schedulefly. And I believe also on that page, there's my number. Call me, text me. I'm happy to talk. We'd love to serve you. If you're on pencil and paper or Excel, or you're using some big, you know, overly burdensome, massively feature-laden software that's hard to use and has 1,000 things you don't need that you're paying for, give us a shot. We'd love to serve you, and we'll take great care of you. Our other sponsor is Flip, F-L-Y-P, Flip Mobile Banking. This is a awesome mobile banking platform. Relatively new company. They've been around just a couple of years. We know the guys that started it, and they've built a great product, and they've built a great company full of people that take awesome care of their customers. So right now, Flip has a checking account and a rewards-based debit card. They'll have eventually, you know, all the banking services, high-yield savings and loans and personal loans and business loans and so forth. But you start from somewhere, and that is with a checking account that does not have a minimum balance requirement to avoid a fee that doesn't have all these fees that you typically have at banks. And it has a debit card that has rewards attached to it. And they made it fun. They've gamified it. So every time you use your debit card, your Flip card, you pull out your app or you pull out your phone and you go to your Flip app and you spin the Flip wheel. It's kind of like a Wheel of Fortune wheel, right? And you're going to win something, whether it's Flip coins that you can compile and use to purchase things, or cash back. And you can get a lot of cash back. You might get 1%, but you might get 23%, like one of our Schedulefly customers got. Or you might get 100%, like one of our Schedulefly customers got. True story. 100% cash back. So you can actually get up to 110% cash back. Obviously, that's rare, but it happens, and we've seen it happen. So if you own or manage a business, a hospitality business, highly, highly, highly recommend you check out Flip and consider them as a great opportunity to have a true banking partner that is in it for taking care of people that work in your business. Flip is here to serve people that are typically underserved by the big banks that want people with big money and they pay big fees, or they keep big money with them so they don't have to pay big fees, but that's how they don't pay fees, right? I mean, you're going to pay a fee at a bank. If you're either going to have a certain amount of money in there, or if you don't, you're going to pay a monthly maintenance fee. That's how that's a big way they make money. Check out Flip. We love them. And I have a Flip card. And our customers that have Flip cards are very happy. And if you own or run a business, I highly recommend considering presenting this to your team. If you got people that are on paper checks, get rid of them. They don't need the paper checks. They can get a Flip card. And again, they're not going to have to keep a certain amount of money in there. Anybody can get one. All they got to do is just set it up, and you can put direct deposit right in there, and you're rocking. FLYP, flipmoney.com, or Flip in the App Store. If you use the promo code SCHEDULEFLY, then all you got to do is spend $100 on your Flip card in the first month, and they're going to give you $20. So check them out, y'all. Okay. Back to my story. So I was out of town this week, and I don't want to say where it was. I want to give as little detail as possible, because one of these experiences, I had two experiences within an hour with hospitality businesses. Actually, both of them, ironically, were breweries. One's a restaurant and brewery, and one's really just a true brewery. Unfortunately, the bad experience was with a Schedulefly customer, which is why I'm not going to mention any names or where I was. It's not relevant. And to be clear, I'm quite certain that if the Schedulefly customer where I had the bad experience listened to this story, he'd agree with what I have to say. But nevertheless, I obviously do not want to say who this was, whether they were a customer or not. I'm not going to call somebody out for a negative experience on a podcast. Not cool. I want to tell the story though to make a point, because I think it's a really important point in hospitality. And here's the story. So I'm out of town, and I'm going to go to two places this afternoon. One is a customer. They've been a customer a long time, and so I wanted to, because I happen to be in town, I brought some Schedulefly hats and socks with me, because I knew when I was there I wanted to go see them, and I wanted to introduce myself and shake the hand of the gentleman who set Schedulefly up there and thank him for the business and thank his team and hang out and drink a beer. And then the next place is a place that is not a Schedulefly customer. They're new. It's a new small brewery. I introduced myself to this person last time I was there, just actually via email. Haven't met the guy yet. We've only communicated via email and text, but I love the concept. I love the brand. Again, I'm not going to say who it is, but I just wanted to meet this person. And he has a very, very small staff. It's him and his partner and like one or two people. You know, I mean, they are hustling and they don't need a scheduling software right now. I even told him he could have it free for, you know, as long as he needed, like 6 months or whatever, just to get going. He's like, man, I don't even need one more thing right now to even manage. And I just totally respect that. So that was the last time like we communicated via email like a month ago when I was there. So I just said, look, man, I know you don't, I'm not going to come talk about Schedulefly. I just want to meet you and see your place. Okay. So I go to the first place. They don't know I'm coming. I just wanted to come in and say hello, surprise them, give them some hats and socks. And so I walk in and there's a guy standing at the host stand in front of us, you know, a point of sale screen. And he's looking down at that and he's punching stuff in. And there's a server on either side, two young ladies, you know, one on either side of him. And they're kind of looking at the screen too. And I walk in and I just said, one of the servers looked up and she's like, hey, how you doing? You know, welcome in. Can we help you? And I said, let me see. I don't want to use this guy's name either. So we'll call him John, because that's not his name. I said, well, is John here? And the guy, without looking up and without missing a beat, keeps punching away. He goes, yes, that's me. I was like, oh, okay. He goes, I started to talk again. He goes, just give me a minute, please. I'm like, oh, yeah, no problem. So I kind of take a step back and I'm just kind of standing there hanging out. And I was like, man, he seems kind of stressed. And those girls, he's kind of muttering things under his breath to them. And kind of barking at them a little bit, and they seem stressed, and the whole thing seems kind of stressful. I'm like, oh, God. Now, they're busy at the time, but it was uncomfortable. But I'm like, okay, whatever, all good. So when he knows it's me from Schedulefly, he'll be like, oh, cool. They've been a customer for like 7 years, right? So he eventually gets done with what he's doing. He looks up. He goes, what can I do for you? I said, hey, John, I'm Will with Schedulefly, and I happen to be in town. I just wanted to thank you. And I started to reach my hand out to shake his hand. And he literally looks at me and he goes, really? 2 weeks before Christmas? I didn't know what to do. I literally was so stunned that he said that. I just kind of sat there a minute, and then I thought to myself, this guy thinks I'm here selling something. So I'll clarify it. I'm like, no. John, I'm Will with Schedulefly. I was just here to thank you for your business. He goes, yeah, I got it. You're with Schedulefly. I see your hats and socks there. You want me to hand those out? I was like, Yeah, I do. I'm sorry to interrupt. I apologize. I'm here from like another state, like multiple states away, right? So I was like, I just happened to be in town. Hey man, like, I'm sorry. I did not mean to bother you. And he's like, it's fine. Do you want to have a beer or something? I don't really have any time right now. And I was like, yeah, okay. Yeah. I was thinking I might have a beer while I was here. Okay. Have a seat. Okay. So I go and I sit down. My plan was to have a beer, and I had like 3 or 4 emails I wanted to send out. So I had my laptop. I was going to pop on the Wi-Fi, hang out. Like, that was my vision, right? Like, you know, I'm going to hang out with this customer, this longtime customer, and maybe talk to some of the staff and, you know, but I'm sitting there and I don't even know if my laptop for it. I'm just kind of sitting there staring ahead and sort of stunned recognition of like, what just happened? And, the server comes over, and one of those young ladies that was right there at the front, she's like, can I get you anything? I was like, well, I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I feel so bad. I don't mean to bother y'all. She's like, oh, it's no bother. I was like, well, I mean, I'd like an ice water and one of these beers here. And I pointed to a beer. She's like, okay, no problem. She comes back a couple minutes later, brings the ice water and the beer. And she goes, well, John said the first beer's on him. And I sat there for a second and I was like, I thought about it. I was like, thanks, but I think I'd like to just pay for it myself. And she's like, oh, okay, all right. And she walks off, and I'm still just kind of like, I'm kind of pissed, you know? Like, I mean, wow. And I have, by the way, if you walk around selling anything to restaurants, I have so much respect for you. And I mean, I always have, but I mean, that has got to be hard, because I'm sure you're dealing with, you know, stuff like that a lot. And so, yeah, hats off to you. Well, about 10 minutes later, I'm about done. I only had like a sip or two. I didn't even want the beer. I'm just kind of like, the whole thing just kind of threw me off. I just was just disappointed, you know, and I didn't really want to be there. So he comes over and puts his hand out, shakes my hand. He's like, Will, sorry about that. I had a lot of things coming at me at once. And when I have all this coming at me at once, sometimes I just kind of freak out and I stress out. And I'm like, oh, okay, I understand, man. Well, here's the thing, you know, that kind of stuff happens all the time in hospitality. And that's why I have so much respect for people that do hospitality really well, because I would probably do like Mark does, you know, like, not Mark, John, I'd probably do like that. I would probably react like that certain times, which is why it's why I'm not in hospitality. But here's the thing, you know, John and I had this, you know, we talked for a few minutes, and then he was being overly nice at that point, which was also a little just odd. The whole thing was just, you know, whatever. So I got a phone call. I used that as a reason to leave. And, you know, I just kind of was like, hey, I got this call, I got to roll. And so I left. And that was that experience. That was an example of fragility. Now, maybe that was a rare example, but that is what fragile hospitality is. And that's what we're, you know, always working to avoid. He's been in this game a long time, and the way he phrased what he said to me was that it was very clear to me that this wasn't the first time that he's kind of snapped under pressure. I said, I suspect it might be not uncommon, which means it's probably hard to keep really great people there, right? I mean, if that's, you know, if that was how he responded to me, imagine what happens in the back, or, you know, when he's speaking to staff under duress. And hey, look, man, I'm not judging, because I think I'd probably do the same thing a lot of times. I mean, that is a high pressure, high stress environment. But that's the point. Like, that was fragility, a short period of acute stress and breaks. I mean, a robust experience would have been like, I come in, dude is stressed, got a lot going on. He looks at me, he's like, hey man, like, we got a ton going on right now. Thanks for coming. Like, go have a beer. I don't have a whole lot of time, but I mean, I really, you know, thanks for coming or whatever. And I'd be like, oh yeah, no problem. And you know, that's kind of like, that might be what you would call a robust experience. Now I'm getting ready to get into what an anti-fragile experience is, which is what I had elsewhere. But that's fragile hospitality. Now I leave there and I go to the next place. Now, to tee this up, as I said, I've never met this guy and he's not a customer and he's got a new place. They're open Thursday to Sunday, but this was on Wednesday when I went, and I had gotten in touch with him before. I was like, hey, I'm back in town. You know, we connected last month, and I'm back in town. I'd love to come say hello if you happen to be around the brewery doing any work or anything. I know you're not open tonight. And by the way, I'm not here to try to sell you anything. Like, I don't want to come talk to you about schedule flaw. Your place seems awesome. I'd like to check it out. So he responds and he's like, I'll be there this evening. We have a private party from 6:30 to 8:30. I'll be there beforehand setting up. I'll be there afterwards cleaning up. Definitely swing by. I'm like, all right, dude, I'm going to be there at 5:45. And I'm literally not going to stay but a minute. I'm going to say hello, shake your hand, pop my head in the door, look around and leave, because you got to focus on that. He's like, cool, no sweat, man, I'll see you. So I go up, and this is on a kind of a busy street, and I'm standing on the street, on the sidewalk, and I'm looking in the windows, and this place looks freaking phenomenal. And I see this dude and his business partner, and they're hustling. His business partner's sleeping the floor. He's running around, like, battening down the hatches and just tidying up, and just, you know, they got this big private event coming in. They want this place to look, like, freaking phenomenal, right? So he's getting everything ready. He's hustling around. He's, like, running down the stairs. And I'm sitting there thinking, dude, I ain't going in, man. Like, they're too busy. They don't need me, you know, messing with their flow. But he looks up and he sees me standing out there, and he opens the door. He's like, Will? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, come on in. I'm like, dude, y'all look really busy, man. It's all good. I'll be back in a month. I can see you then. Like, he said, no. Come on. So I go in and he gives me a tour, and he shows me the whole, I mean, all of it. We go back into the coolers. He shows me all the equipment, everything, all of it. And, he's present. He's looking in the eye. He doesn't seem to be like wanting to do anything other than it for those few minutes, just talking to me. And, I made sure that, like, I was like, we got done with the little tour, and I just told him how cool their place looked. And I was like, okay, guys, I'm going, because y'all got to get focused. Like, you know, do your thing and good luck. He's like, hey, man, really glad you came by. You know, that coupled with what happened a little bit later is very anti-fragile, because he actually, later that night, he texted me. He's like, dude, I'm really glad you came by. And next time you're in town in a month, you said, make sure you're here on a Thursday to Sunday if you can, and come by and let's have a beer and just talk and hang out. That's anti-fragile hospitality, y'all. Under a period of short acute stress, he didn't blow me off, which he had every right to do. He could have been like, dude, I don't know you. Like, I hear you, you know, I'd love to have you in sometime, but not tonight. It's not a good night. We're not open. I got a party. Like, could have done that. No problem. I would have been like, I get it. Or when I got there, he could have been like, Will, thanks for stopping by. You know, yeah, shake your hand, whatever. Like, we're kind of slammed, like, you know, but definitely come back in a month. He could have done that, you know. Maybe that's like a robust response, right? Well, what did he do? He took that period where he was under a massive amount of stress, and he used it to get better, because he showed me this tour, and he was calm, and he was present, and he was looking him in the eye, and he was just engaging, and he introduced me to his partner, and she was the same and smiling, and while she's sweeping the floor, making me feel welcome. And then following up afterwards, asking me to come back and hang out when he can spend more time and drink a beer together. What does that mean? What does that do? What that does is he used that period to be better, for his business to be better, because now he's got me, who went from like interested party to loyal fan already. And I've never even, oh, by the way, I bought a hat. Like I wear trucker hats all the time, and I have way too many trucker hats, but I bought a hat and I've been wearing it every day since then. I love my hat, and I love the story that comes with the hat. And I've told multiple people this story, and everybody that goes to that town where I was, or that is in that town that I know, I'm always going to say, you got to go to this brewery. You got to go to this brewery. Check out this brewery. His business benefited from stress, grew better from stress. That is anti-fragile hospitality. And that is what true, beautiful, amazing, wonderful hospitality is at its core, is that we are, I say we, let me rephrase that, you, all of you who provide that kind of hospitality. I don't know if I could ever do it. But you, under extreme amounts of short periods of extreme stress, when the freezer, you know, is out in the back and one of the cooks quit on the job and all this stuff is going on, you still make us feel welcome. We come in and you look us in the eye and you're present and you're helpful and you're glad we're there. And you try to make us feel welcome. That's great hospitality. Great hospitality is always anti-fragile, and you're always getting better because of it. And thank you for doing it. And thank you for listening. More episodes coming soon. See ya.